I encountered a link about 6-7 years ago. St. Mary's, particularly the children's home, has benefited a lot from this link. Initially, when email facilities were very limited, I was the main contact person between the link. So I was the link between the link, and all correspondence then at that time for the link here and that of Leamington was channeled through me, because I used to access the email in the bank, and that was the only email facility available. So I became instrumental in that, in that sort of point of view. It was not too long that Bill Evans and his team came out with close friend of mine, the Fennell, Ron and Liz Fennell. And at that point, we were hosted, the children's home was hosted in a rented house. And I proposed that we would like our own building. And Bill and his team were those who made the initial contribution for us to have our own building. And sometime later, Bill came and visited. We've completed the first building, and we're now talking again about another building and expansion. So they realized how it was growing. But also, whenever I'm in the UK, I feel obliged that I should call him to Warwick, to Leamington Spa, to see people I consider as family. I feel part of my family are staying there. So I couldn't afford, even if I'm going for a week, I always make time to stop and renew the contact and meet all those and thank those who are involved in the link in diverse way. Because for me, it's not only the material thing, sending for people, but it's the sharing of experience, sharing of visit. It's not more of the gifts and things we receive, but like we have people who concern, people you know, people you sure that if I'm in the UK, I have a family, I have people I can rely on or depend on to stay with or to chat with. So for me, it's been a wonderful idea. I am encouraging all cities to copy the example of what this link is doing. It's beneficiary to both sides, because take, for instance, the schools. The schools there out there are completely ignorant about situation and how life is for these schools here. So by sharing correspondence, it gives them a feeling. Many, many times I've visited the various schools that are linked to our schools here, and the questions the kids we ask, you know, gives an impression that they at least don't know what is really happening. For instance, they were talking if all the kids do own computers in the schools here, and I said most adults at all have not seen or touched a computer. So it's difficult for them to comprehend life as that. And they said, well, how do they do their research? How do they, you know, and I said, yeah, it's the hard way, you know. And so vice versa, when I'm out here, also I bring pictures of, say, for instance, the classroom, how it looks like compared to our choked classroom here. And so it gives the kids here that this is not the ideal they are living. There's something they should aspire for. So in that sense, the link is very vital for knowledge, for broadening of concept, because sometimes you are in your own situation, you feel that's the only situation. So both ways, it's education, that these who are living in a so-called deprived situation should not be content that's life, that's the end of life, but gives them an ear to appreciate or aspire for. Those out there who have so much will also realize that some things they hold to, you know, as necessity of life, they could do away with it and still be happy. You know, there are sometimes they hold on so material things and they feel that's happiness. But our kids, they are happy in spite of the lack of all these amenities. So it both ways, and I think the link has provided that experience. Particularly, they have invited some of our teachers, they have invited some people in civil society, the mayor and others, and there have been an exchange of visit. And I think this is important, and I'm encouraging and thanking all those who are giving their time. I realize people like John Myers and others, give their time and their whole life is that, without salary, without, you know, it's just a conviction.